Just before Valentine's Day this week, scientists gathered at the National Academy of Sciences in Washington, D.C. to talk about chocolate. The halls resounded with the sound of sweet nothings.
So if you have variant A and variant B, using something called single-strand conformational polymorphism analysis.
The procyanidins, as you see here, this is just one monomer. This is the epicatechin, but
the rate of abscission of leaves that do have the endophytes in it is
when you run them through a capillary electrophoresis machine, you can separate them. Here's a parent heterozygous.
We sent NPR's Joanne Silberner there to translate for us.
There was one scientist at the symposium speaking in plain English. His name is Norman Hollenberg, and he works at Harvard University.
I'm interested in cardiovascular and renal medicine. My doctorate's in pharmacology. I'm funded to do genetic research. And what am I doing with cocoa?
Hollenberg answered his own question as he told a story to the audience. It started several decades ago when he set off in search of an isolated group of people who don't get high blood pressure. He found them on islands off the coast of Panama. They're called the Kuna, and they are indeed special.
Blood pressure doesn't rise with age, and hypertension is very infrequent.
Even though they eat an immense amount of salt. Hollenberg hoped they had some special protective genes that he could identify. He realized he was on the wrong track when he noticed that the Kuna who moved off the islands got high blood pressure just like everyone else. It had to be something about island life, and it turned out the Kuna on the islands were drinking enormous amounts of cocoa.
In fact, what they do is the water supply is uncertain, so they boil the water they're going to drink, and since cocoa is part of their culture and they like it, all of the water becomes cocoa. And that's what they drink all day, every day.
And they don't just drink cocoa. They eat it on their maize and yams and plantains.
So I said to myself, I've got to learn more about cocoa.
Hollenberg went to giant candy manufacturer Mars, maker of M&Ms. Mars scientists had done a lot of laboratory work on flavanols, chemicals that are antioxidants, and they're found in cocoa. Mars had test tube studies showing that flavanols relax arteries. That's a good thing, because relaxed arteries mean lower blood pressure and more blood flow to the brain. Mars figured those flavanols might explain the Kuna paradox. Hollenberg figured it was time to make a move.
And at this juncture, the focus of the research moves from Panama to Boston, where we have a clinical research center.
Mars made Hollenberg a special cocoa with high levels of the natural flavanols of the cocoa bean, close to what the Kuna drink. Hollenberg got together with colleagues to test the special cocoa on older people, specifically whether it could get more blood flowing to the brain, with the possibility of clearer thinking and a lower risk of stroke. The results were striking. Hollenberg wasn't surprised, but his colleagues were.
And so they spent a lot of time on the various knobs on their machine trying to figure out what they had done wrong. And they couldn't find what they had done wrong, but we decided we would do it again. We actually repeated this three more times before they were persuaded that cocoa was doing something really special.
Now, it might be easy to conclude from all this that the best thing for your sweetie's heart is chocolate. But there are two big obstacles to making that conclusion. First, the flavanol levels in commercial chocolates vary a lot. The highest in chocolates you can buy is only about 1/20th the level in fresh cocoa beans, and 1/10th the level of the special cocoa that Mars made for Hollenberg's experiment. And second, even with high flavanol chocolate, you'd have to get people to eat or drink it for months or years and compare them to people eating or drinking regular cocoa and then see whether there's any difference between the two groups. But the biggest word of caution comes from a Mars scientist, Harald Schmitz. He works closely with Hollenberg, and he helped design the special cocoa. At the symposium, Schmitz showed the audience the cover of a popular magazine.
This is, to the horror, I might be struck down by lightning in such a prestigious institution. This, in fact, is the most important public health journal in the United States today.
Vogue magazine, where many women get health advice. He pointed to a headline.
Eat more chocolate, it's good for you. That statement's interesting and it's provocative, but it's not accurate.
So chocolate is not a health food, yet. But we can dream. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.